AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Jenna Ellis is the latest to plead guilty in Georgia in connection with efforts to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in the state.
Ellis was a legal advisor to the Trump campaign, charged alongside the former president and 17 others with violating Georgia's anti-racketeering law. Ellis joins attorneys Sidney Powell, Kenneth Chesbrough, and bail bondsman Scott Graham Hall in pleading guilty rather than take their chances before a jury.
I relied on others, including lawyers with many more years of experience than I, to provide me with true and reliable information.
Ellis addressed the court at her hearing in Fulton County.
I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse.
The indictment alleges she helped author plans to disrupt the certification of the 2020 election results, urged legislators to appoint false electors, and intentionally aided and abetted Rudy Giuliani and attorney Ray Smith as they lied to Georgia state senators about voting fraud. Judge Scott McAfee ordered Ellis to pay $5,000 in restitution.
On the sole count of aiding and abetting false statements and writings, the sentence would be 5 years probation.
I'm Jennifer King.
Donald Trump has been in a courtroom in New York at a civil fraud trial. His former fixer, attorney Michael Cohen, testified he was told to boost Trump's asset values arbitrarily. At the Pentagon, spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says more U.S. assistance is going to the Middle East.
The New Jersey Air National Guard's 119th Expeditionary Fighter Squadron arrived within U.S. Central Command's area of responsibility today, with additional F-16 Fighting Falcon Squadron bolstering U.S. posture to deter further aggression.
An off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who police say tried to cut the engines on a jet mid-flight has been charged with a federal count of interfering with a flight crew.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit, and he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. Dude.
Joseph Emerson was initially arrested in Oregon on state counts of attempted murder. This is AP News. Bob Melvin is leaving the San Diego Padres to manage the San Francisco Giants. Ukraine's leader says Russian naval fleets are no longer safe in the Black Sea around Crimea. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that recent Ukrainian attacks have stopped Russian ships from accessing safe bases in the sea near Crimea. Denying Russia secure maritime corridors is part of the Ukrainian military's aim to squeeze Russian forces out of the Crimean Peninsula. Russian-annexed Crimea provides support for Moscow's battlefield efforts further west in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Four North Koreans were found in a small wooden boat in South Korean waters in what is likely a rare case of North Koreans taking a risky sea voyage to flee the South. Defecting by sea is uncommon because it's more dangerous. North Korean defectors are required to undergo questioning by South Korean authorities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.